Well, good damn afternoon, Americans. Jericho Green here with you once again on X at Green underscore Jericho. Give me a follow. Instagram, it is at JG Talk 2. And of course, you need to like and subscribe to this channel right here and get yourself some merch. So, New Jersey hospitals have a form that parents are required to fill out, and it asks, is your baby male or female? Makes sense. We all have to determine that or document that at the child's birth. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? But then it goes on to ask the parents, what's the baby, infant. It still has placenta on it. The top of its head is still soft. It doesn't even look human yet. Just like Bill Cosby said, when his child was born, he said, it looks like my wife gave birth to a lizard. The Gerber baby you see on TV does not happen until a couple months later. When a baby comes out of the chute, when the baby's coming right out of the tap, it is not that cute little tiny chubby face thing that you see on the side of a baby food jar. But they want to know what your infant's sexual orientation is. Gay, straight, non-binary, queer? What the fuck? Who even comes up with this, let alone getting it through multiple levels of approval, making it the law of the land? Are you fucking serious? The baby just got here. It's still in the nursery. It's swaddled. You just cut its umbilical cord off. And you're supposed to look at this little baby, this little brand new life, and determine who it's going to be fucking later? What? Now, I don't mean to be an old curmudgeon. No, yes, I do. Now is the time for old curmudgeons. We need more old curmudgeons. But wasn't there a time when we didn't have to worry about shit like this? How about this, Jersey hospitals? How about you make a law or requirement that says for you to make a baby, you gotta have two parents? I know. Crazy, right? Instead of worrying about an infant's sexual orientation. Saying those words together in the same sentence makes me feel like I need to be on a watch list. How is a baby and sex even in the same sentence? The baby knows nothing of sexual orientation. The baby, it can't speak. It can't even hold its head up. Your baby's like this, and you're going to put down, oh, I don't know, that baby, it looks queer. That baby looks non-binary. That baby looks like a little Ku Klux trans member. What in the complete fuck is going on here? Jersey, get your shit together. Now, there are lawmakers who are drafting legislation to make the requirement for patients 16 and older. Yeah, that makes a little more sense, because a tiny little brand new baby that can't even leave the hospital yet. Even if everything goes smoothly, everything's healthy, the baby, the mom, everybody's fine, you're probably not going to go home the same day. You probably got to spend the night. The baby can't go home yet, but we're supposed to determine if it's gay or straight or otherwise. That is some sick shit. These were obviously perverts who drafted these rules, this law, this bill. These are obvious perverts. So to make it easy for you, New Jersey State law enforcement, everybody who supported this, go find them, acquire them, effect an arrest, and throw them in a dark room to where the only person, the only life force they have to make friends with is a little rat that they slowly gain their trust with tiny bits of the food off of their tray. That's where you need to be. You need to be like Tom Hanks in Castaway. You need to have some inanimate object that is your friend, because you will be locked away in this dungeon until you die. What? And even worse than these perverts who drafted this shit, is any parent who would take it seriously and fill that shit out. I wouldn't even fill it out. You can't make me stay here. You can't detain me if I don't fill out this bullshit. Are you kidding me? Well, any parent that would fill this out, you need to be in the cell next to the perverts who drafted it. What kind of shit is this? Now, unfortunately, there are those parents who want to be woke, who want to be on the right side of history, who want to get patted on the back in their circle of sick little other parental perverts. Oh my God, your baby, your tiny little two-day-old baby is already trans? Ew! God, man. What happened? Because all this stuff isn't new. It feels like it happened over the last 10 years or so, but this has been going on for a long time. If you think back, especially going back to the late 80s and the 90s with TV and all that kind of shit, go back to there. This has been going on for a while, even before that, but it's definitely been intensified in the last 10 years or so. What happened? Where was the turning point? Where did this shit go from the obscurity of conversation somewhere in back alleys and dark places to mainstream, to saying this shit out loud in front of everybody with no fear of consequence? I'll post a link to an article that has a picture of the actual form. How did we get here? How did we get to the point where hospitals with a serious face would hand some parents a form to fill out your brand new baby? That her vagina is still smoking. Brand new. And I got to write down its sexual orientation? Woman, I haven't even nailed down its name yet. Boy. This is some sick shit. We are living inside of a perverted clown's butthole. Have you ever wondered what's inside of a perverted clown's butthole? Here we are. Here we are. In a place where they put baby and sexual orientation in the same fucking sentence, and nobody is kicking their door in and putting a burlap sack over their head and taking them to some CIA black facility that's not on the map. Meet me in the comments, Goose. I mean, holy shit. What say you? Do you think this is wild and fucked up with a little sprinkle of perverted on it? Or am I completely off base? Talk to me, Goose. But you know how it goes. I try to be done with the left, but they just won't let me. I'm out.